Okay, welcome to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into a really audacious healthcare fraud case. It's out of Memphis, Tennessee, Sargo Pharmacy, and the numbers, I mean, they're just staggering. We're talking allegedly fraudulent deals to the Federal Employees Compensation Fund, FICA, for nearly $29 million.
$29 million,
And they
man.
actually got almost $16.3 million back. But this isn't, just some local thing. It really ties into a much bigger national picture, and we want to explore how these schemes, how they actually work.
Yeah, absolutely. What's so interesting, or maybe alarming, is how this Memphis case plugs right into the DOJ's 2025 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. And that operation is just huge, record-breaking, really.
Record-breaking, how?
Well, charges against 324 defendants all across the country. And the total alleged false billings, over $14.6 billion.
Billion with a B. Wow.
Exactly. So it really hammers home that this isn't just, random theft. It's the sister itself, the one meant to help injured federal workers, that's under this constant calculated attack.
Okay, so let's zoom back in on Sargo Pharmacy then. The individuals name Kossi Lamon Simmons, Katina Marzi Simmons, Trisha Margalizita Townsend. How did they allegedly pull this off?
Well, the alleged mechanics were kind of simple on the surface, but also incredibly brazen. Between about 2018 and 2021, they seem to have mainly gone after FECA beneficiaries,
Right.
especially folks working for the U.S. Postal Service. First big thing, they billed for really expensive compounded medications.
Ah, compounded meds. We hear about those a lot in fraud cases.
Exactly. Because they're custom-made, often pricey, and harder to verify, they've become this, like, common vehicle for fraud. And
Yeah.
prosecutors are saying nurse practitioners at some affiliated clinic were deciding eligibility, but actual physicians never authorized these prescriptions.
So questionable prescriptions for expensive drugs, but then it got even bolder.
Oh yeah. Maybe the most audacious part was the phantom billing.
Phantom billing.
Billing for medications that were just never given out, never dispensed. Investigators apparently even found Sargo was billing for drugs it didn't physically have, like
Right.
not even in its inventory.
Wait, they billed for drugs they didn't even stock.
That's the allegation.
Yeah.
And this kind of phantom billing, billing for nothing, it's a tactic we've seen again and again in the big national takedown. It shows this pervasive challenge in just verifying claims.
Astonishing. But okay, here's where it gets, I think, particularly disturbing. The alleged mastermind, Kossi Simmons, he wasn't new to this, was he?
No, not at all. He was actually convicted of healthcare fraud way back in 2007.
Okay.
Got prison time. And crucially, a 25-year exclusion, banned from participating in any federal healthcare programs for 25 years.
Right, a 25-year ban. So, given that conviction, that ban, how does someone allegedly jump back in and exploit the system all over again? What does that mean for enforcement?
Well, it raises a really big question about how effective these sanctions are, doesn't it? The indictment alleges Simmons basically got around that ban by using his wife, Katina Simmons. She was the listed 70% owner of Sargo Pharmacy on paper.
A nominee owner, like a front.
Exactly, a
Okay.
straw owner.
Yeah.
It's a classic maneuver we've seen in, well, many of these 324 national cases, designed purely to hide who's really pulling the strings and allegedly defraud the government again. But the part that really gives you pause, the most disturbing bit, maybe, is this alleged text message from 2016.
Okay. What did it say?
He reportedly wrote something like, been patiently waiting for the planets to come back into alignment for my first go round. Now can attack this opportunity with the most valuable weapon of all, experience.
Experience, wow. Experience as a
Yeah.
weapon. That's genuinely chilling. It completely reframes that prior conviction. It wasn't a deterrent, it was like training, a lesson in how to commit fraud better next time.
Precisely.
And it really speaks to how these fraudsters target programs like FECA. The system is supposed to be a safety net, but it's been flagged as really vulnerable, especially with compounded drugs and, like you said, billing for things not rendered. The alleged Sargo scheme, the phantom billing for millions in non-existent drugs, it fits right into that flagrant fraud category the national takedown is targeting.
Absolutely. And the sheer audacity of Sargo really puts the scale of that 2025 national takedown into perspective. I
Yeah.
mean, 324 defendants, including almost 100 medical professionals, over $245 million in assets recovered. They went after everything: DME scams, opioid trafficking, telemedicine fraud. It shows this isn't just one bad actor in Memphis. It's a multi-front battle against really sophisticated schemes that keep evolving.
This deep dive definitely underscores that chilling idea how, for some, getting caught before just becomes, well, leverage, a tool for the next more effective crime.
It really does. And it highlights the persistent adaptive nature of healthcare fraud, protecting these vital programs, protecting taxpayer funds, it just demands constant vigilance. You need really robust checks on these administrative sanctions. You need better data analytics to spot patterns. Because the fight against people who weaponize their past experience, well, that fight is nowhere near over. It requires this ongoing multi-agency resolve.